Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is September 19, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Ether just had its longest winning run since late May. SEC Chair Clayton, Bitcoin needs better regulation before major exchange listing. Bitcoin hash rate hits 102 quintillion in historic network milestone. Abra to add cash to crypto outlets at all Philippines 7-Elevens. North Korea plans Bitcoin-like cryptocurrency to sidestep sanctions. Arab Bank's Swiss arm is launching cryptocurrency services. Bank of America joins Marco Polo Blockchain Trade Network. Panda Crypto Malware Group has nabbed $100,000 in Monero since 2018. Binance to add fiat to crypto OTC trading in a month, co-founder says. Argentina's central bank to increase peso supply by 5% in 2 months. Bitcoin price dips to $9,600 as bear cross looms. Bitcoin Cash learns block size economics, Veer says BCH not restricted. Now let's get started. Ether just had its longest winning run since late May. Ether eked out moderate gains for 5 consecutive days, starting from May 23 to May 27. That winning trend accelerated the bull run from lows near $140 observed on April 2. The cryptocurrency then went on to hit a high of $364 on June 26, before deflating to $167 at the end of August. The latest 5-day winning run is backed by an uptick in trading volumes and marks a reversal from the bearish trend seen in the July-August period. So, there is a strong reason to believe that the pullback seen at press time could be short-lived. As of writing, ETH, USD is changing hands at $207, having hit a high of $216.60 in the US trading hours yesterday. However, despite the minor correction, Ether is still up 16% on a 7-day basis. Meanwhile, Bitcoin, the largest cryptocurrency, is down 2.66%. Ether's positive performance has boded well for other alternative cryptocurrencies. On a 7-day basis, names like XRP, IOTA and Tron are reporting gains of 17, 19 and 15%, respectively, while Stellar's XLM cryptocurrency is up a staggering 46%. Most alternative cryptocurrencies were extremely oversold and due for a technical correction, however. SEC Chair Clayton, Bitcoin needs better regulation before major exchange listing. Better regulation is needed around Bitcoin markets before they can be traded on major exchanges, the head of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission said on Thursday. Speaking at CNBC's Delivering Alpha conference, SEC Chairman Jay Clayton said investors are sorely mistaken if they think Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies undergo the same price discovery practices as products on top exchanges like the NASDAQ or New York Stock Exchange. We have to get to a place, in my view, just speaking for myself, we have to get to a place that we can be confident that trading is better regulated. Clayton said price reports do not indicate thorough price discovery, as he claims major exchanges perform for other financial products. Investor protections built into major exchanges, he continued, are needed in crypto markets before they can be added. Clayton's crypto message follows remarks made earlier this month concerning a Bitcoin exchange traded fund, ETF. Clayton claimed there is work left to be done, although progress is being made. The financial regulator is nearing deadlines for approving or rejecting Bitcoin ETFs from Wilshire Phoenix and Bitwise Asset Management. A third Bitcoin ETF applications, CBOE BZX Exchange VanEck, SolidX Bitcoin etc., was withdrawn earlier this week as an October 18 deadline loomed and approval seemed unlikely. Bitcoin hash rate hits 102 quintillion in historic network milestone. Bitcoin's BTC network hash rate has passed a record 102 quintillion hashes for the first time in history in a historic milestone for the cryptocurrency. Bitcoin adds another zero to hash rate. As data from monitoring resource blockchain confirmed on September 18, hash rate, ultimately a function of how secure the Bitcoin network is, has reached a high of 102.8 quintillion hashes. The achievement follows a string of records for the metric this year, Cointelegraph reporting on various stages of its expansion over the past few months. Hash rate refers to the amount of computing power involved in processing Bitcoin transactions. The higher the number of hashes, the more implied competition there is among miners to obtain the block reward. Since December 2018, the hash rate has progressed from its recent low of 31 quintillion hashes per second, equating to the progress of 230%. Bitcoin proponents' eye price implications. Current growth has excited commentators, despite coming in tandem with a moderate decline in Bitcoin price. As many noted, new upward action for hash rate tens may hint at future price growth. Hash rate began growing in January after several months of decline, with price then following in April. Commenting on the current rate of growth, Lightning Torch organizer Hodlonaut said the figures spoke to underlying confidence among miners. Last readjustment period, 2016 blocks, or around 2 weeks, increased 10.38%. We are about halfway through the current readjustment period, and on track for another 11.85% increase, he forecast. Others have already given more bullish predictions. Max Keiser, a firm believer in Bitcoin's prowess over altcoins, has frequently doubled down on his depiction of giant surges in both hash rate and price in the near future. Abra to add cash to crypto outlets at all Philippines 7-Elevens. Investment app provider Abra is to sell cryptocurrency for cash at 6,000 outlets across the Philippines. The expansion comes after the firm inked a deal with local payments company ECPAY to access its network that includes all 7-Eleven stores in the country. The service lets any user of an Abra wallet purchase crypto via 7-Eleven's CLIQQ app or kiosks. Terms include a minimum deposit requirement of 500 Philippine pesos, roughly $10, and a maximum purchase amount of 100,000 pesos, over $1,900 per day. Users will be charged a 2% transaction fee and can purchase all of Abra's offered cryptocurrencies through their wallet. Abra founder and CEO Bill Barhite said, "Now Abra users in the Philippines can quickly and easily add pesos into Abra and use that to invest in cryptocurrencies or popular stocks like Google, Amazon, Facebook, etc., which opens up a world of new possibilities to build wealth." The app firm said back in February that it was launching a new service that allowed customers to invest in fractions of stocks of NASDAQ-listed firms. It also supports 30 cryptocurrencies and over 50 fiat currencies. The new partnership widens the product and service offerings of ECPay to its collection partners like 7-Eleven, NCCC department stores and supermarkets, LCC malls and other remittance, pawnshop partners, said Tricia D. Pasquale, general manager at ECPay. North Korea plans Bitcoin-like cryptocurrency to sidestep sanctions. North Korea is working on building its own cryptocurrency to get around the tough international sanctions. Development is apparently still in its early stages and follows a similar project from Venezuela, which launched its oil-backed Petro token last year also to avoid U.S.-led sanctions. In a Wednesday report from Vice, Alejandro Saudabinos, the official managing North Korea's cryptocurrency conferences and a special delegate for the nation's Committee for Cultural Relations, said that the as-yet-unnamed token is expected to be more like Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. Like the Petro, the new crypto may be pegged to an asset within North Korea. "Now we are in the phase of studying the goods that will give value to it," Saudabinos said, adding that there are no plans to peg a cryptocurrency to the North Korean one. As reported, the nation will hold its second blockchain and cryptocurrency conference in February 2020. North Korea has also been linked with major hacks that stole possibly $2 billion from banks and cryptocurrency exchanges, although the regime denies it. Such activity suggests that Pyongyang does have the technological expertise to develop its own cryptocurrency. Vice said the North Korean embassy to the UN in New York would neither confirm nor deny the news. Arab bank Swiss Arm is launching cryptocurrency services. The Swiss branch of one of the top financial institutions in the Middle East is launching a suite of cryptocurrency-based services. Arab Bank, Switzerland, announced on Thursday that it will offer clients a range of services including custody and brokerage of Bitcoin, BTC, and Ether, ETH. The bank based in the canton of Zug in Switzerland, sometimes dubbed Crypto Valley, said the launch comes following demand from existing and younger clients who seek to include digital assets as one asset class in their diversified portfolios. It said clients include serving high net worth clients such as business leaders and family entrepreneurs. Serge Robin, CEO of Arab Bank, Switzerland, said, "We firmly believe that blockchain will disrupt the financial industry as we know it, and we intend to be amongst the first banks to offer digital asset services to our clients in a secure and regulated environment." For its crypto services, the bank has partnered with digital assets-focused Taurus Group, also based in Switzerland, and will utilize the firm's a custody platform. Taurus also assisted the bank prepare operational policies and procedures for the new crypto services. Supporting innovative players like Arab Bank, Switzerland, developing infrastructure to support digital assets is a necessary step to ensure that the next generation of financial market infrastructure is based on blockchain, said Lamine Brahimi, managing partner at Taurus Group. A number of Swiss banks have now launched services for crypto assets, including Julius Baer, UBS and Falcon Group. The CEO of UBS previously came out as an advocate for blockchain technology, saying it's almost a must for business. Bank of America joins Marco Polo Blockchain Trade Network. Bank of America has joined Marco Polo, a consortium working to bring efficiencies to international trade using blockchain technology. Founded by startups R3 and Tradex, Marco Polo is built on R3's Corda blockchain platform. The network aims to deliver real-time connectivity, greater visibility for trading relationships, and lower barriers to accessing capital. According to an announcement emailed to CoinDesk Thursday, the bank said that as a long-standing provider of trade and supply chain finance solutions, it is becoming a Marco Polo member firm in order to offer better services for clients. Jeff Brady, head of global trade and supply chain finance in global transaction services at Bank of America, said, "Joining the Marco Polo network supports our strategic objective of turning technology advances into trade solutions that address client needs. We look forward to exploring how the new technology can generate greater transparency for our clients throughout the transaction lifecycle, making traditionally paper-based, opaque processes easier and more efficient." With Bank of America now in the group, David E. Rutter, R3 CEO, said he hopes more U.S. banks will be encouraged to join Marco Polo. Rutter continued, "As the network continues to grow, so too does the growing number of use cases blockchain technology presents in transforming financial markets. Trade finance is one such area that is set to benefit the most from the promise of blockchain and the increased efficiencies it can bring." Earlier this month, Mastercard too joined the consortium, saying that its business-to-business global trade unit, Mastercard Track, will provide an access point to Marco Polo's working capital finance platform. In August, Marco Polo said it had taken another step toward launching a live product. The 25-plus member group indicated at the time that a successful pilot had allowed a third party in a trade to trigger a payment to a supplier in real time at the moment the goods are on their way to their destination. That milestone came after the network's first live transactions in trials back in March. Trade finance projects building with blockchain tech are rapidly increasing in number, thanks to the dangling carrot of increased efficiency and its resultant cost savings. There are already around 30 consortia in the space, including Voltron, also built on Corda, Ethereum-based CargoX and Asia-focused eTrade Connect, which runs on Hyperledger Fabric. As of last year, Bank of America had a $313.5 billion market cap, ranking it as the 13th largest company in the world, and the 6th largest public company in the U.S. Panda Crypto Malware Group has nabbed $100,000 in Monero since 2018. A cybersecurity firm has identified a group behind a spate of cryptocurrency mining malware attacks that have been targeting enterprises across the globe. Said to have already scooped up almost $100,000, at current prices, in the Monero cryptocurrency via its malicious software packages, the group has been dubbed Panda, by the team that identified it last summer, the Cisco Talos Intelligence Group. Talos said in a report on Tuesday that Pandas employs remote access tools, RATs, and crypto mining malware to exploit vulnerable web applications, and manages to access networks of companies internationally. Its use of RATs puts organizations at risk of the hacking group using their networks for crypto mining purposes or theft of information, according to Talos. This is far from the most sophisticated actor we've ever seen, but it still has been one of the most active attackers we've seen in Cisco Talos threat trap data, the team said. The group has proven adept at updating its tools as they are discovered, in something of an arms race with security researchers. Talos indicates that Panda harnesses exploits previously employed by Shadow Brokers, a group notorious for publishing hacking tools stolen from the U.S. National Security Agency, and Mimikatz, open-source software that is able to steal passwords from computer memory. Talos said it has identified successful and widespread malware campaigns associated with Panda after identifying the group in 2018. Since then, Panda has upgraded its infrastructure, exploits, and payloads. The researchers said, "We believe Panda is a legitimate threat capable of spreading cryptocurrency miners that can use up valuable computing resources and slow down networks and systems." Talos confirmed that organizations in the banking, healthcare, transportation, telecommunications, IT services industries were affected in these campaigns. While the group may not be the most sophisticated, Allos warned that system administrators and researchers should never underestimate the damage an actor can do with widely available tools such as Mimikatz. It calculated that Panda has mined around 1,215 Monero XMR worth $91,000 at press time since it started operations. Binance to add fiat to crypto OTC trading in a month, co-founder says. Crypto exchange Binance is planning to add over-the-counter OTC trading to its platform in a month to provide users with fiat currency gateways. Binance's co-founder and chief marketing officer He Yi said at a media session on Tuesday during the Shanghai Blockchain Week that the exchange will specifically support fiat on-ramp via OTC for Chinese yuan. He added that the new service will be part of Binance's plan in the coming months to dedicate more time and resources to compete in the Chinese market. Further, the exchange is also rolling out a payment service to allow users from 170 countries to buy crypto assets using fiat currencies at Binance.com. Fiat to crypto OTC trading has been a critical part in terms of fiat on-ramp for crypto traders based in China, as local authorities prevent the direct connection of exchanges to banks and fiat deposits as part of the ban on initial coin offerings in September 2017. Other long-running Chinese exchanges like Huobi and OKCoin have since then moved overseas and offered crypto to crypto trading while recruiting OTC market makers onto their platforms to help users buy and sell cryptos using Chinese yuan. The news about Binance's OTC capabilities comes as the exchange, which, according to CoinMarketCap data, is the world's largest by trading volume, quickly racks up deals that increase its links with the real economy and improve its connections to mainstream finance. At the beginning of the month, it began to offer sandboxes for the testing of two crypto futures trading platforms, dubbed Futures A and Futures B. Users will vote on which is the best. The following day, it said it acquired Seychelles-registered JEX, a crypto derivatives exchange. Last week, Binance introduced a dollar-based stablecoin, Binance USD, and said the coin received approval from the New York Department of Financial Services, NYDFS. The exchange is pitching its stablecoins as alternatives to Libra. Also in the U.S., Binance said it would start accepting U.S. customers via its partner from September 18, after banning them earlier in the year. And just yesterday, the exchange invested into Mars Finance, a Chinese crypto data and media company, although the amount of the investment was not disclosed. Argentina's central bank to increase peso supply by 5% in 2 months. The Committee of Monetary Policy (COPOM) of Argentina's Central Bank (BCRA) announced the intention to increase the monetary base by 2.5% per month for the next 2 months on September 18. To ensure monetary and financial stability. Per the announcement, the move is meant to ensure monetary and financial stability. The bank notes that it believes that the inflation of the Argentine peso caused by depreciation suggests a reduction in real monetary supply. The new exchange rate also lets observers project a real demand for sustained money, as the bank sees it. The bank concludes that given limited liquidity, it is necessary to update the originally established monetary base goals to avoid excessive monetary contraction. The update in question is a growth of the monetary base of 2.5% per month in September and October. In the case of September, the variation is considered with respect to the bimonthly goal of July-August, leaving the monetary base objective for the current month at 1,377 billion Argentine pesos, $24.3 billion. The goals will be updated again based on the net exchange operations carried out by the BCRA from the date of publication of the statement. Liquidity letters interest rate increase. Furthermore, with the declared intention of guaranteeing the reductive nature of the monetary policy, COPOM decided to undertake a further monetary policy measure. More precisely, it decided to increase the lower limit for the interest rate of the liquidity letters LELIQ from the current 58% to 78% in September, during the inflationary peak. For October, this limit is set at 68%. The Commission hopes that both measures will allow the country to sustain a positive real interest rate and resume the deflation process from October. Lastly, the announcement also specifies that both the proposals have been unanimously approved by the COPOM members. Bitcoin fixes this. Argentinian Bitcoin (BTC) and open blockchain consultant Camilo Giorgiora de Len pointed out the decision of his local central bank in a tweet published on September 19 and commented, "This is how local politicians steal everyone's future from under their noses. Bitcoin fixes this." In August, after the sharp devaluation of the Argentine peso, Bitcoin trading saw a 4% premium in Argentina. As Cointelegraph reported at the end of July, Morgan Creek Digital Assets co-founder Anthony Pompliano says the European Central Bank's expected dovish turn will be rocket fuel for Bitcoin. Bitcoin price dips to $9,600 as bear cross looms. View: BTC quickly fell to $9,600 this morning, bolstering the bearish setup on the 4-hour and daily charts. A deeper drop to key support at $9,454 may now be in the offing. A UTC close below $9,450 would confirm a downside break of a 3-month long contracting triangle and expose the 200-day moving average (MA) support lined up near $8,100. A move above $10,458 is needed to negate the immediate bearish case. A UTC close above $10,958 would confirm a bullish triangle breakout. The 50 and 100-day moving averages are about to produce a bearish crossover, a lagging indicator known to trap sellers on the wrong side of the market. Bitcoin (BTC) slipped to an 18-day low today, as a key indicator threatens to turn bearish for the first time in a year. The top cryptocurrency fell by $500 in 10 minutes just after 3 o'clock Coordinated Universal Time to hit a low of $9,600 on Bitstamp. That level was last seen on September 1. The drop was expected as BTC was on slippery ground following last week's failed breakout. Volatility also fell to multi-month lows on Wednesday, indicating scope for an explosive price move. Prices have bounced back a little in the last few hours, but the bearish mood is still intact, with the cryptocurrency currently changing hands around $9,850, representing a 3% loss on a 24-hour basis. The spread between the 50 and 100-day moving averages (MAs) of Bitcoin's price has narrowed sharply, and the two averages will likely soon produce a bearish crossover, as seen in the chart below. A bearish crossover occurs when a short-term MA drops below a long-term MA. At time of writing, the 50 and 100-day averages are located at $10,504 and $10,492, and the former looks set to cross below the latter in the next couple of days. If confirmed, the event would mark the first bear cross of the 50 and 100-day MAs since September 16, 2018. Technical analysis theory considers the bearish cross of long-term MAs as an advance warning of an impending price crash. They are, however, based on historical data and tend to lag price. Hence, bearish crossovers have limited predictive powers at best and often end up trapping sellers on the wrong side of the market. For instance, the 50-day MA fell below the 100-day MA on August 29, 2016, when BTC was trading near $570. The cryptocurrency remained flatlined in the next couple of days before rising above $600 on September 4. More importantly, the $570 price seen on August 29 was never put to test throughout the meteoric rise to a record high of $20,000 reached in December 2017. Observers may argue that last September's bearish crossover was followed by a sharp sell-off to levels below $5,000 in November. However, back then, the cryptocurrency was in a bear market. Also, prices remained sidelined above $6,000 for at least 6 weeks following the confirmation of the bear cross before dropping in November. Currently, BTC appears to be in a bull market, having charted higher lows and higher highs in the second quarter. Hence, the latest bearish cross may not be a cause for worry for the bulls, especially considering BTC is still stuck in a 3-month-long narrowing of its price range. The upper edge of the contracting triangle is currently located at $10,857, while the lower edge is seen at $9,450. A high-volume UTC close above $10,857 would confirm the breakout and imply a resumption of the rally from lows near $4,000 in April and could yield a break above the 2019 high of $13,880. That said, a more reliable indicator of bullish revival would be a weekly close above $12,000. A triangle breakdown, if confirmed, would suggest a bearish reversal and could fuel a price drop to the 200-day moving average (MA), currently located at $8,139. The 14-day relative strength index (RSI) is currently reporting bearish conditions with a below 50 reading. Further, the weekly moving average convergence divergence (MACD) histogram is hovering in bearish territory below zero. Meanwhile, the 4-hour chart shows a failed breakout followed by a bearish lower high and a drop below key support of $9,855 earlier today. So, the stage looks set for the test of $9,450, the lower edge of the contracting triangle. The immediate bearish case would weaken if prices rise above $10,458 (Sept. 13) high. Bitcoin Cash learns block size economics, Veer says BCH not restricted. Those who have followed the Bitcoin saga from the very beginning know that it's a mistake in 2019 to only pay attention to the so-called grandfather cryptocurrency, as that would mean ignoring Bitcoin's many relatives and competitors that share the same DNA. Bitcoin Cash, BCH, when it comes down to brass tacks, is similar to Bitcoin in most ways, but with one large distinction: its bigger block size of 32 megabytes. This is a result of BCH innovator Roger Ver's idea that scaling should be possible on-chain, without third-party accelerators like the Lightning Network. This project's proposed solution to the decade-long debate on decentralized network scaling recently took a bit of egg to the face, when lead developer Amaury Schett suggested on Reddit that he believes BCH miners are unwilling to process blocks any bigger than 2 megabytes in size. The claim has been mischaracterized since, but the limits on Bitcoin Cash's capacity might be relevant after all. Making block size the epicenter of the scaling debate complicates the problem with economics, see below, and the ease with which blockchains multiply may have also impeded the industry as a whole. Are BCH limits self-imposed? In April 2009, Satoshi Nakamoto posted to BitcoinTalk.org, writing, "The existing Visa credit card network processes about 15 million internet purchases per day worldwide. Bitcoin can already scale much larger than that with existing hardware for a fraction of the cost." The next year, the debate began with Jeff Garzik, who posted his desire to see Bitcoin at least match PayPal's average transaction rate and suggested a patch which later failed to win support for scaling up the network. Bitcoin still hasn't reached consensus on the matter, which is why so many projects have sprouted off of it, e.g., BCH, Bitcoin Gold, BCG, Bitcoin SV, BSV, and on top of it, such as the Lightning Network. Related, Lightning Network, explained, an issue that wasn't anticipated in the early community was that implementing larger blocks does indeed make the chain wider and thereby faster, but given the need to simultaneously update every node on the ledger, it also puts greater strain on participants. Larger blocks require more resources from everyone, meaning individual PCs become outpowered. Therefore, powering the blockchain inevitably lands in the hands of those who have consolidated PC power, invariably resulting in centralization. With a dearth of machines capable of this kind of power anyway, it's no wonder that the network almost never mines blocks of maximum size, and the average block size largely strays toward 1 megabyte or less. Few have asked if it matters. Economic entanglement. Block size also throws an economic wrench into the problem, though in the end, it may stem from the idea that a desire for gains in fiat value limits blockchain efficacy, due to the desire for participants to break even on cost. It's true that the hard-forked BCH can technically process a 32 megabytes block, but it does not matter when most miners are unwilling to raise their block size limit. Related, Bitcoin block size, explained. Block size, like any decentralized idea, is somewhat of a two-way street that must be agreed upon by those who support the network. Miners and many who are part of the biggest BCH mining pools don't have much incentive to allow larger blocks because their fees don't scale well with block size. Mining software allows miners to accept or reject payments based on the size of the attached fee, which is itself set by BCH wallets and wallet owners who wish to prioritize their transactions accordingly. Many miners want process transactions that don't have a hefty fee reward, as these can be as low as a single Satoshi, the smallest divisible unit for Bitcoin, and are instead incentivized by the block reward only. The mempool, i.e., the waiting room for transactions in the BCHQ, therefore spikes to over 1,000 regularly, showing the direct effect of soft capping by mining pools like Antminer, BTC.com and Bitcoin.com. It's a business risk, as one Redditor pointed out, and somewhat of a paradox. Why would miners tax their hardware exponentially for a minute financial gain, even if it radically advances the ability of their underlying instrument? With mining already centralized due to the ASIC arms race and profitability, miners get to make this decision anyway. Big blocks such as those supported by BCH naturally delegate the network's burden to these miners, who begin needing better hardware to support the expectation of faster and cheaper transactions. Smaller blocks put the financial onus on users via fees. If you're a miner with the ability to determine your software's max block size, there's no question which choice you'll make. Developers and BCH leaders speak out. The limelight on Bitcoin Cash ISNT going unaddressed. Concerning both the potential impediment that speculation over the scaling competition represents and the real muscle behind larger blocks, BCH developers and even its outspoken founder, Roger Ver, have a lot to say. Asked if Bitcoin Cash truly has a 2 megabytes limit, Ver noted in a conversation with Cointelegraph, I am already working directly with payment companies that expect to reach close to 100 transactions per second with 100M+ users around the world. If BCH had a 2 megabytes limit, they wouldn't be interested in it, and for this same reason they aren't considering BTC either. There will always be those who are critical of a blockchain solution for its approach to decentralization, or for compromising on relevant principles for speed and mainstream appeal. The ball is in Bitcoin Cash's court though, in characteristic fashion, its leader was quick to extinguish doubts and tout the strengths of the product. Ver concluded, the 1 megabyte block size limit and censorship of discussion clearly have already set the industry back by close to half a decade, and more mischaracterization of Amaury's post winds the clock back further. Bitcoin Cash's block size restriction ISNT true. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.